Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy, beautiful Tuesday. I pray that you are well and blessed and in perfect health and spirits this morning. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Galatians chapter 3, verses 22 through 25. Don't just do the minimum that will get you by. Do your best. Work from the heart for your real master, for God. Confident that you'll get paid in full when you come into your inheritance. Keep in mind always that the ultimate master you're serving is Christ. The sullen servant who does shoddy work will be held responsible. Being a follower of Jesus doesn't cover up bad work. Galatians 3, 22 and 25 from the Message. This morning I wanted to speak to your heart in reference to where I know so many of us are being pulled in so many directions in our lives. We are being called to serve on our job, in our businesses, in our communities, in our homes, in our families' homes, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. But I just wanted to encourage you and remind you that when you get up in the morning and you hit that spiritual time clock, that clock that says that, hey, I'm going to work, and I'm going to work. It's for God. It's not for you. This ultimate sacrifice, this ultimate blessing that you can give back to God is through your life and through your life story. I know some days it's harder than others when we feel like we've been pulled and people don't appreciate it. At the end of the day, God will give you an exit in every situation. But in the meantime, in the pit, in that purpose, in that situation, do it as you're doing it for God, to give Him the ultimate glory. Because at the end of the day, it is not about us. Our lives should reflect God's glory. Our lives should reflect who God is. And as the end of the scripture says, being a follower of Jesus doesn't cover up bad work. And so just because we are, you know, Christians and followers of Christ and want to live and look like Christ, it doesn't mean that we can do bad work. It doesn't mean that we can grudgingly give of ourselves. It means that we are to look like Christ and do our best in our daily giving, in our daily living, and remember that the air that we breathe in and out, the life that we live, is the ultimate gift that we can give back to God. So when you're doing something, just think about it and make sure that you're doing it for our Master and not for self, because self will make you do things where you don't want to do it and make you grunge and fuss the whole while, kicking and screaming. And that does not look like God. I just wanted to remind you of that and just remind us to be great in all things, because we can do all things through Christ who is our strength. Father God, I thank you this morning for your love. I thank you, Lord God, for the breath of life that you breathe into our lungs today, Lord God. Lord God, let our day be a day of human testament to who you are, Lord God, so that our, Lord God, walk can glorify you, Lord God, so that we're not just living with our mouths, Lord God, but we're living with our hearts, with our souls, and with our actions, Lord God. Lord God, bless us today, Lord God, with a heart of peace, Lord God, so that we may do all that you call us to do, Lord God, in peaceful manners, Lord God. Allow us, Lord God, to remember that peace is not the absence of problems or turmoil, but it is the presence of you in our lives, Lord God. Show us that today, Lord God. Remind us. Tap us on our shoulders, Lord God. Give us a spiritual nudge, Lord God, when you see us, Lord God, doing things, Lord God, out of order, Lord God, when we are not accepting assignments the way that you would want us to do, Lord God. And Lord God, give us the spirit of discernment when you're calling us, Lord God, to say no, Lord God, so that our lives and our attitudes can be in right standing order with you, Lord God. Lord God, have your way in our lives today, Lord God. Lord, I pray this morning for those that are seeking healing, Lord God, those that are seeking a blessing financially, Lord God, those who are seeking speaking, Lord God, mental stability, Lord God, spiritual stability, Lord God, peace in their lives and in their hearts, Lord God. I pray that you would touch them and bless them this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for one of my students who is home, Lord God, dealing with pain from sickle cell, Lord God. Many of us, Lord God, are complaining and don't want to get out of our beds, Lord God, for simple things, Lord God, because we may have a headache because we've been worrying about something, Lord God, but you have children out here who are going through pain, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for her healing and healing of our hearts, Lord God, for those who, again, who are grudgingly getting up in the day, Lord God, grudgingly going out with a attitude, Lord God, that is total opposite of gratitude, Lord God. Let us be grateful for who we are and what we have, Lord God. Let our light shine, Lord God, to glorify and give you the ultimate praise, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. It is in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen, amen. You are our master. We are yours. Let us look like you as we go out today. Love, go out and be great. Be blessed. Be loved. Be all that you were called to be. I love you. I love you. I love you. And there's simply nothing you can do about that. Smile. It looks good on you. Okay, bye.